Well, I'll tell you, every year we celebrate the debut of Willie McCovey, July 30th, 1959. And obviously today is July 26th, so it'll be the middle of this week. But Raph and Chris Hafton putting this thing together today just was amazing for me to hear the voice of Willie McCovey and to celebrate his debut of July 30th, 59. One of the greatest in baseball history. And I'm so glad we did these shows. Really, I'm so glad, Raph, we pull it out every year, the debut of McCovey. And then with Rachel Robinson on today, made my day, I'll tell you that. So, Raph, I thank you very much. Hey, I got a text from my good friend Jeff Fletcher, who writes down in Southern California, covers the Angels for the Orange County Register, I believe. I think that's where Jeff is. But his good friends, Matt and Emily, are big fans of our show, and just the other night they were on the way home from the hospital for the first time with their baby Jacob, who was born 3 weeks ago. So Jeff asked us to give them a shout out, Matt and Emily. So congratulations on Jacob, and I hope that you get to enjoy the game tonight and get your sleep. Make sure you get your rest, boy. Giants baseball coming up. This is going to be fun tonight. It really is. I realize it's only game 4 of 60. And what does it all mean with this crazy pandemic out there? And wear your mask and be socially distant. And we talk about all the different areas of life that we want you to enjoy. But you have to do it smartly. These are our only weapons to take on this pandemic, our only weapons. And you want to do it so we can enjoy the things that we like in life and also protect everyone and the health of everyone as well. Joining us now is Allie Williams. And Allie is part of our Weekends in the Park family. She is a media star, as I like to say, on TikTok, I think if I said it correctly, these days. We see her all the time. But she is specialized in doing our scoreboard for us on the weekends, and also, of course, doing my book reports, getting ready for our book reviews that we do. And Allie also has been all over the minor leagues for the Giants and done interviews as well. So I said, well, we don't have minor leagues to talk about, but Allie's going to be with us each weekend talking about what's going on in Sacramento. And this is her first weekend back with us, and there's a lot of baseball going on. So Allie Williams, with that introduction, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's so nice to talk to you again in whatever capacity we can in this very strange season.
Yes, and this is our capacity right now. It's not TikTok. It's not TikTok. Remember that.
It's longer form, so, you know, I appreciate that.
I tease you because I follow you, of course, on Twitter, and you have so much fun with it. Hey, a lot going on in baseball today. Justin Verlander, we heard that he's hurt now and looks like he's going to be out for could be the whole 2020 season. There are a lot of big things going on all around the game of baseball, and I'm glad to have you on to do our scoreboard today, so take it away.
Yeah, just with the Verlander news, it had first been reported he was going to be out for the rest of the season, but he took to Twitter himself just to tweet and say it's a forearm strain and hopefully he'll be able to rest and return this year, so we'll see about that. But today, the Astros did lose to the Mariners 7-6. Greinke went 3 1/3. Going up to the Diamondbacks and Padres, they're one of the only two games going on right now, and the Diamondbacks are ahead 4-0. They just won 4-3. The Padres had been ahead 1-0 on an Eric Hosmer home run up until the eighth inning, and then the Diamondbacks were able to come up ahead in the eighth, and then once again they came back in the ninth, so they ended up winning 4-3. The only other game going on right now is the Braves and the Mets. Braves are up 2-1 in that one. Across the bay, though, the Oakland A's, they beat the Angels 6-4. And Shohei Ohtani, who finally came back, he didn't end up recording an out in the first inning. He gave up 5 runs before being replaced. And he has that infinity ERA, Marty. So that fun beginning season ERA, the small sample size of whatnot.
Boy, three hits, 3 walks, 5 runs, and 5 runs for the A's in the first inning. They made it stand up to win it 6-4.
They did. Mike Trout did have a home run, so there is that for the Angels and for baseball. But there's that. The Rockies beat the Rangers 5-2. Joey Gallo hit a home run, but Trevor Story had 2 in the game. Let's see. What else is important? Oh, the Twins beat the White Sox 14-2. Reynaldo Lopez, He had two quick outs before he gave up a grand slam to Jake Cave, and he then promptly left with right shoulder tightness. And on that grand slam, Eloy Jimenez crashed into the wall and looked like he hit his head, and he ended up leaving the next inning so with lightheadedness. So a couple things maybe to look out for. And Gio Gonzalez ended up coming in and then gave up five runs. So rough day for the White Sox. Yankees beat the Nationals 3-2. Marlins over Phillies 11-6. Pirates over the Cardinals. Pirates get their first win of the season against the Cardinals, avoiding the sweep. And then the Rays beat the Blue Jays. Indians over Royals. Tigers over Reds. And the Cubs beat the Brewers. Two home runs each from Ian Happ and Anthony Rizzo for the Cubs.
Wow. Oh, Trevor Bauer.
And Kevin Pillar.
How about Trevor Bauer today? 13 strikeouts, I think, in five or six innings, right, Allie?
It did, yes, where is that one? But, yeah, he had a great game, too. Also, Kevin Pillar homered for the Red Sox today in their loss, you're following the Kevin Pillar news.
Yeah, very good. Boy, a lot of it, you know, isn't it amazing how, you know, we tend to think of the Giants and, you know, we think about Giants, Dodgers and that, but there's a whole baseball world out there. One other thing I want you to comment on, that is four of the Marlins tested positive for the coronavirus, and that's the most dramatic hit we've seen for any team so far. And that those four players now have to go into quarantine and have negative tests and all that kind of stuff. What do you think about that?
I think it's going to be an example of what we're going to see for the rest of the season. You know, it turns into, you know, what do your teammates do? What did the team that you played against do? And if that was at the end of the series, then that team that you played against is now playing against another team. And so there's a lot of question marks as we move forward towards the season. So I keep hoping that we're going to hit the 60 games, but it's kind of tough as we see some COVID cases hitting around the league, and especially if it's going to be four in one team.
Now, you're going to cover some of the Sacramento stuff. Tuesday, Chad Herman reports up there. Billy Hamilton is up there as well. I know they're going to try to play as many games as they can. That's what Farhan told us on the show when I was on with Larry the other day. Are you going to be able to follow some of that?
I will. I think it's going to be a really interesting short season in Sacramento because it's really a very small group of players that the Giants have handpicked that they need that special development. And it's a lot of their top prospects. It's a lot of the future of the Giants. And so it's going to be really fun to see all of these future players playing together, some for the first time. I mean, you have some of the players that haven't even played higher than a short season, and they're playing with, you know, players who are hoping to make the team this year even. So it's going to be a fun mix. So I'll definitely be paying attention, and there's a lot of talent there to follow along with.
Well, so what do you think about the first weekend of baseball? Are you feeling it? Are you feeling, hey, four games, Giants, Dodgers, we've got a full slate of games all over the place. Are you starting to feel that we're back in the season again?
Absolutely. I mean, just turning on your pregame today and having you talk to the professor, and I'm excited to listen to you more with Adam and Ron Wotus later on. But, you know, it's here locally, it's great to have Giants baseball back. And to have something to really follow along with, really like a real season versus, you know, what's going to happen with the players and the owners today. And it's just nice to see that, but also just remember that there is a whole league out in the country, and to be able to see these players getting their shot to get back out there for those who have chosen to play. And it's just a sense of normalcy in an otherwise very crazy world. And I appreciate that very much right now.
Well, great report. I appreciate it. You're right. The Diamondbacks ended up beating the Padres today. Rockies beat the Rangers. Trevor Story, a couple of home runs. Joey Gallo hit the first big home run for the Rangers in the new ballpark.
I know you like Joey Gallo.
Yeah, come on. He's my guy. you know, he's a perfect player for today. Chatwood pitched well for the Cubs today. The Mariners came back on the Astros and beat them late, finally, after losing 18 of 19 last year to them. Nelson Cruz went nuts today. Two homers, two doubles for him. 40 years old, seven RBIs. Orioles beat the Red Sox. You're right, Pillar had a home run there. So I love the report. I really do. Kluber pitched today. Bauer pitched today. Yanks beat the Nationals today. Marlins, even with the COVID information, took care of the Phillies 11-6. So I think it's great that you do this stuff and you bring everyone up to date on it, because that's the story of baseball, and we want to enjoy it every day. So enjoy yourself. Take care. And we'll talk to you next weekend.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Marty.
Okay. All right. That is Allie Williams, part of our Weekends in the Park family, and she'll be all over the scoreboards for us and giving us those kind of highlights, and also letting us know what's going on in Sacramento as well. River Islands, Woe and I have talked about it so much on the show. If you're out there in the area, stop by. And, of course, if you go online to riverislands.com, you can see the floor plans and all the virtual things they have online. It's fabulous. It really is. It's the number one master plan community in California, and it's a spot where you can work at home, go outside, enjoy yourself, and be part of a growing community, a very positive growing community, and very, very vigilant. They know what they're doing out there.